Daily Breakthrough Bread, September 4th, 2026. When Obedience Makes Things Worse. Bible Reading, Exodus chapter 5. Key Verse. And Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go?
I know not the Lord.
Neither will I let Israel go. Exodus chapter 5, verse 2, King James Version. Have you ever done exactly what God told you to do and watched everything get worse? Moses had. God sent him to Pharaoh with a message, Let my people go. Moses obeyed. He went where God told him to go and said what God told him to say. And Pharaoh responded with more suffering, not deliverance. He took away the Israelites, straw but demanded the same number of bricks. Their workload increased. They were beaten, their leaders were humiliated, and eventually the people Moses had come to help turned against him. Think about that for a moment. Moses had not disobeyed God. He had not misunderstood the assignment. He had simply done exactly what God told him to do. And obedience had made the circumstances of the Israelites worse. We often expect obedience to make life feel more settled, right? You finally tell your boss the truth, or you refuse to compromise your convictions, and suddenly you are the one being left out. You end a relationship because you know it is pulling you away from God, and now you feel lonelier than before. Or maybe you begin taking your prayer life and your walk with God seriously, and instead of immediately feeling stronger, you become more aware of how distracted and spiritually dry you have become. You did what you believed was right, so why does everything suddenly feel harder? After obeying God, Moses did not receive immediate relief. He went back to God with a question many of us have asked in our minds, Lord, why is this happening if I am doing what you told me to do? Sometimes the hardest part of obedience is the period immediately afterward, when your experience seems contrary to what God has promised. Maybe that is where you are today. You obeyed God, but your situation did not improve. You made the right decision, but now you are dealing with consequences you did not expect. You prayed for change, and somehow the pressure increased. Do not be too quick to give up on your obedience simply because the outcome has not yet changed. There may be a part of the journey you cannot see yet. Even when Moses saw things get worse and did not understand why, the story was still moving toward the deliverance God had promised. You may not know what God is doing with your situation yet. Moses did not either. But you can know this: God is not only faithful, he is powerful enough to fulfill his word. So keep trusting him, keep obeying him. And when you cannot understand what he is doing, stay close enough to God to ask him. The God who sent Moses was still with Moses when obedience became difficult. He is not absent from you simply because the answer has not come yet. Prayer. Father, when obedience becomes costly and confusing, keep me from doubting you. Help me trust what you have said, even when my circumstances seem to contradict it. Give me grace to obey you without demanding immediate results. Amen. Today's challenge. Read Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 to 23 carefully. Notice what happened after Moses obeyed. Then sit with his question in verse 22. Ask yourself, have I mistaken difficulty for evidence that I am outside God's will? Bring that question honestly before God. Then remember what he had already told Moses before the trouble began. Key takeaway. A difficult beginning does not mean you made the wrong choice. Keep trusting God when obedience has not yet produced the outcome you hoped for. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.